Dime.
Hi, hello, Jim. It's me, Girish. Is it a good time to
Hey.
talk? How are you?
I can talk for a few minutes, I think.
Yeah. So this is my report is at the last stage. Means I have told you already. We are publishing this report the next week, Monday. Anyhow, so I just I'm here to just validate some penetration, autonomous vehicle penetration for trucks and buses by region. I guess we had a discussion last time regarding some penetration, but after in-depth secondary research and after talking with another industry experts in this space, we came to the conclusion right now. So let me tell you the penetration rate by region-wise for so for by region for autonomous buses for North America, we are getting penetration. Is for autonomous buses instance, which includes level 1 to level 5 autonomy. Yes, Jimmy, sorry.
I think I lost you for a few seconds there, I think.
Yes, I
Can you
was
hear me?
saying that, yes, I can hear you now, loud and clear. So I am saying that we are at the final stage right now and we have concluded the autonomous penetration out of the total vehicles. So let me tell you the by vehicle type, buses and trucks penetration, autonomous penetration. So for North America, we are getting autonomous penetration rate for buses 45.2%. For Europe, it is 79.9%, which is 79 to 80%. For UK, it is 75 to 76. For China, it is near to 30%, and for Asia Pacific and Japan, it is 26%, and for rest of the world, it is around 11 to 13%. So
Is this of the addressable market?
yeah, it is for the
For
autonomous buses.
yeah, but for so I don't think I understand the context. Percent of what?
Percent of the total buses means, let's say there are heavy buses, 100 heavy buses. Out of that, this much penetration is for the autonomous buses
Okay, so in the US you say out of all buses, 45% will be autonomous.
Yes, level 1 to level 5.
A level 1 to level 5, okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. And
So what
in
we
which time scale?
for this base year means 2022, and how we concluded this penetration, let me tell you the methodology which we followed. So what we did, we calculated, means we got the top 5 best-selling models in every region, and then after that for we searched out all the models, specs, features, and on the basis of all the features, let's say what are the features in level 1, level 2, like that. So on the basis of that, we sorted out models which offers level 1 to level 5 economy, autonomy, and then we differentiated the level 1, level 2 autonomy, and we calculated the penetration. And after that, what we did, we calculated the estimated market share of each model. Means there are
Okay.
around 5 to 10 models, and then we calculated what is the market share of that model in particular region. What will be that one? So we, on the basis of the sum product calculation, then we got this penetration.
Okay, understood. Understood.
Yeah.
Okay, then I know. Could you repeat the numbers then?
Yeah. So for North America is around 45 to 50%. For Europe, it is 79 to 80%. For UK, it is 75 to 76. China, it is 28 to 30%. For Asia Pacific and Japan, it is around 25%. And for rest of the world, it is around 11% for autonomous buses.
I see. Okay. I don't. There's nothing that sticks out as unreasonable. I don't have the numbers myself, but that sounds reasonable.
Okay, So let me tell you for heavy trucks, okay? So for heavy trucks, which is it comes at quite lower. So because there is some less adoption of autonomous technologies in heavy trucks compared to the heavy buses. So by region, if I tell you North America, the penetration of autonomous trucks is 31.5%, means 31 to 32 range. For Europe, it is 38 to 40%. For UK, it is 32 to 33%. For China, it is around 20 to 21%. And Asia Pacific and Japan, it is around 17 to 18%. And for rest of the world, it is 6 to 7%.
And this is new sales, right?
Yeah, for the base year 2022.
One thing that comes to mind is the legislation in Europe is saying that you have to have at least certain ADAS features in all new sales of trucks. And depending on how you describe level one, I think you could say 100% of all trucks or buses will be level one.
Okay, 100%.
So I guess it depends on how you describe it.
Yeah, basically, let me tell you. If I tell you why it is coming like that. So there are five truck manufacturers we have listed: Mercedes-Benz, Volvo, Kamaz, GAF, and MAN Trucks. So about Mercedes-Benz, out of three models which they offer, the Equinox and Aerox, level 1 to level 2, it is, there are two models only out of three. So penetration rate, it comes around 66%. But same for Volvo, it is coming four total models, and level 1 to level 2 is three models. But if I tell you about the Kamaz,
what are the components?
Yeah, the,
I mean, all of them have some form of dynamic adaptive cruise control and lane department detection. That would kind of be level 1 at least.
Okay.
I would assume.
So you're, so you're saying
an emergency
that,
brake system.
Okay. So you're saying that all the models, means 90 to 95% of truck models in Europe are having this level 1 to level 2 autonomy, right?
Yes, I would assume so. I mean, maybe I'm wrong, but that's what my gut reaction says to me.
Okay. But yeah, basically then but if I go for trucks like DAF, they have seven models, right? And total out of total seven models, only three models offers a level 1 to level 2 autonomy. Then on the basis of that, it comes around 30% penetration only for DAF trucks. Same for, if I tell you, for Kamaz trucks, I searched out 50 models for that, and around 2 to 3 models offering level 1 to level 2 autonomy. Means I included different features for this level 1 to level 2, means adaptive cruise control, lane centering, like that one. I searched out that, and on the basis of that, I sorted out that one.
Maybe I'm mistaken, but this was our sleep, what I guess. I need to drop out very, very soon. But this is a thing that you can check out for the meditation.
That's it. I wanted to validate from your side. I guess you have given your insights, and that will be very, very helpful for the market size estimation. And thank you, Jamie, for coming on the call. It's very, very thankful of you. Yeah. I will be sharing this executive summary as soon as possible with you once it gets published. Means, I guess, anyhow, next week you may receive the executive summary. So don't worry about that.
Okay.
Thank you for your contribution, Jamie.
Bye-bye. Thank you. Have a great rest of the day.
Bye. You too. Bye.